Uncovering the right from the left, the Jeff Metcalf Show.
Okay, 34 minutes past the hour. Jeff Metcalf here. 866-464-3633 is the phone number. One of the most ubiquitous feature stories floating around media right now has to do with, why is America so fat? Why are kids so fat? What is this? Well, we've got the author of the book, Why is America So Fat, Ben Kennedy, and I'm delighted to welcome to the program. Good evening, sir.
Thank you, Jeff. Really appreciate you having me on your show.
By the way, I have a solution. If you eat reasonably and exercise moderately, you won't get fat.
Well, Jeff, you know, that's the standard line that we hear from the government and all the health professionals. But is that really the case?
I mean, it works for me.
It works for you?
Well, yeah.
You're one of the fortunate ones. Unfortunately, it apparently is not working for the majority of people, because why do we have all these fat people? I mean, we had McDonald's in 1940. We've had fast food in the 50s, and there weren't all these fat people walking around. But I'll tell you what we didn't have then. We didn't have people using 4 or 5 prescription medications that each cause weight gain as a side effect, right?
Yeah, but what about the kids who aren't on those medications?
Well, actually, a lot of the kids are on the medications now. They're getting put on in the school system in order to behave better, because teachers, say they're hyperactive.
So you're saying psychotropic drugs contribute to weight gain?
Some of them do. I go over some of them in the book. I believe Ritalin is one that lists weight gain as a side effect.
It also says in the label it shouldn't be given to kids, but that's a horse in another ride.
And there you go.
Yeah.
Why is America being so over-medicated? And does the government and the pharmaceutical industry really want people to lose weight?
Well, the pharmaceutical company wants to keep the cash register ringing. You say the FDA is lying about ephedra. What's the deal with ephedra?
Well, the greatest proof, and I have gone over a tremendous amount of research data from places like Harvard Medical School and top PhDs, and they all say that ephedra is safe. But the ultimate proof to me is that not all ephedra products were pulled off the market when they did the ephedra ban. Only the weight loss products were actually banned. And you can go to any drugstore or grocery store and you'll find, Tylenol infant drops. There to me is just an absolute fraud. I mean, how is it that an ephedra product that contains ephedrine, which is, the same ingredient in products like Primatene and Bronchate, is okay for, or is dangerous for adults to use, and yet Tylenol infant drops contains ephedra by the FDA's own definition, and that's safe for infants to use?
Well, here's the obvious question. If the FDA is going to ban something, isn't that a ban? How can they cherry pick and say we had this problem with MTBE out here in California? I mean, is ephedra bad?
Well, you tell me, Jeff. I mean, that's the question that I presented to the mainstream media, and so far everybody's basically ignored me. I mean, I don't understand how you can say that something's banned and yet it's still available for sale in certain products. But see, the only difference is who makes these over-the-counter cold medications and asthma medications? Pharmaceutical companies. Who made all the products that were banned? Well, those are made by small dietary supplement companies, and they were designed for weight loss. If something's dangerous, it's kind of like saying, well, orange juice is dangerous. Well, you pull all the orange juice off the market, right?
Well, we had that Alar scare that was bogus.
What was the scare?
The Alar scare. It crippled the Washington apple industry about 10 years ago.
Okay, I'm not familiar with that.
And then they found out it was bogus, and, it was a product they used for, an insecticide.
Well, the whole thing with natural products being banned in the first place is they're natural. They've been in existence since the beginning of time. Ephedra, for one, and the herbal form is Ma Huang, has reportedly been used by the Chinese for 4,000 years. So why is it suddenly dangerous and just for weight loss?
You claim that the healthcare industry, and you kind of craft a bit of a conspiracy here, is either purposefully trying to make people overweight, which seems counterintuitive, or what?
Well, number one, look at all the money that they're making from illnesses related to obesity. I mean, you're talking about diabetes is maybe $200 or $300 billion in healthcare costs a year. really the total impact of illnesses caused by being overweight is maybe $1 trillion. So that's a huge incentive right there to keep people fat. But then when I see, the pharmaceutical industry in particular using political leverage to ban a viable product that helped millions of people to lose weight, I mean, what other explanation is there than they want people to be fat?
I tell you what, stay with me. I have to take a brief pause for some business. I've got a question. Well, I'll come back with this in a moment. Ben Kennedy is the author of a book that I strongly recommend you get a copy of. I've got a link up on the webpage so you can see it. Real simple title, Why is America So Fat? Don't go away.
Jeff Metcalf.
Speaking for business, the latest news and commentary from Tom Donahue, president of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
There's a wrong way and a right way to work on the challenges of keeping more jobs in the United States. The right way is to cut unnecessary costs that make it more expensive to hire people here. We need to reduce lawsuits, weed out unnecessary regulations, control health care costs, and provide affordable and reliable energy. The wrong way is to enact isolationist measures designed to punish companies that move some jobs offshore. By triggering retaliation and shutting us off from export markets, this approach would cost Americans more jobs than it would ever save. This is Tom Donahue speaking for business.
Brought to you by AIG, the U.S. Chamber-endorsed business insurance provider. Call 866-244-7950 for more information.
Your oldest has just turned driving age. Time to add them to your policy. So you get in your car, drive down to your insurance company. Hunt for a space, double park, get a parking ticket, get in a fight with the meter maid, get thrown in jail, meet a guy named Wally. Wait a minute. This is just a bad dream. You've got GEICO. You don't have to drive anywhere. You can do all that car insurance stuff online. Oh, that was a close one.
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO. Online at GEICO.com.
Weeds grow fast and strong. Now they die fast and easy. That's because Bayer created Bayer Advanced PowerForce Grass and Weed Killer. PowerForce's unique formulations kill those annoying weeds and grasses right down to the root, fast. There's even a fast-acting PowerForce for nasty bugs like mosquitoes, fire ants, termites, and almost any other pest you come across. Bayer Advanced. Better thinking, better results. Available at Lowe's and other garden retailers.
I was cheering when Amanda took her first steps the other day, but ever since, I've been running after her in a permanently bent over position, and now my back is really hurting.
What should you take for back pain? Truth is, doctors recommend the medicine in Advil most for back pain.
Every day she's gonna get a little faster, and I'll be right behind her. Amanda! Here we go again.
Talk to your doctor. For back pain relief, advance to Advil Relief.
Meet Jim and Bob.
Hello.
Hey there.
Before his family's big holiday weekend, Jim bought a new set of tires.
Yes, sir.
So did Bob.
That's right.
But Bob's were installed by a certified technician.
Certified?
And he enjoyed new lower prices.
Lower prices?
On hundreds of tires.
Hundreds?
And that's because Bob went to Sears Auto Center.
I should have gone there.
For tires, batteries, oil changes, brake service, and shocks, head to Sears Auto Center.
Hurry in now through July 3rd and save even more on all Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Sears. Good life. Great price.
A search for answers in the media. The Jeff Metcalf Show.
It's about 43 minutes past the hour. Jeff Metcalf here. We're speaking with Ben Kennedy, who's the author of Why is America So Fat? And, Ben, there's no denying that greed and politics most certainly contribute to, you know, the maintenance of an obese America. But doesn't the sedentary lifestyle and the and diet impact on that as well?
Well, I'm not going to say that that's the only reason, but we have to start looking at what is the main reason. And what I see happening, and I've dealt with hundreds of people that have tried to lose weight, maybe thousands, and a lot of them start exercising and they start dieting, right? I mean, some women actually starve themselves and they still don't lose any weight. Well, why is it that, you know, today's anniversary of Gettysburg, and I happened to look at a picture of some Civil War soldiers, and they all were skinny as Pauls. So it obviously can't be heredity that's causing so many people to be fat. And the only difference is, in the last 20 years, when obesity...
Wait a minute. You're a nutritionist, right?
Well, I own a health and nutrition store.
The diet those guys were eating in the 1860s was nowhere near the caloric intake or anything else that we have now.
Well, and they probably got a little more exercise when they're out marching.
They got a lot more exercise.
That does make a difference. But, again, you were alive in the 50s, right?
Yeah.
Did you visit many fast food restaurants and have burgers?
Actually, I think I started in the late 50s, early 60s, I guess.
Okay, but were there as many fat people? I see, you know, videotape of skinny hippies at Woodstock. I don't see all the fat people. You think if we had a big rock concert for young people today, that they'd look the same?
I have no idea, but I know that the 60s thing...
fat people today.
The emaciated hippies of the 60s had other contributing factors, like perhaps excessive drug use that may have contributed to their skinniness.
Well, and again, you know, anything you get into in this world, there's never only one factor. But what is the prevailing factor at this point? Is it just a coincidence that in the same period of time, the last 20 years, obesity's doubled? So has the amount of drug use, prescription drug use, also doubled?
I guess what I want to ask you, Ben, is there's no doubt that the pharmaceutical companies are exploiting the obesity of America to line their pockets. But
right.
Do you really feel that beyond just exploiting a target of opportunity, they're consciously, strategically contributing to it?
Yes, I do, and that is really where the ephedra ban comes in. Because when you look at the evidence of what's happened and the fact that, again, just like we discussed earlier, only certain ephedra products were banned. And again, who were the ephedra products that were banned? Well, they're made by small dietary supplement companies. Well, whose ephedra products are still on the market? The pharmaceutical industry. So doesn't that pretty much identify who was the culprit behind the ephedra ban by protecting their own products?
I can buy into that. I don't have a problem accepting
yeah.
that. What about the, you mentioned that the Chinese have used some ephedra herb for a long, long time. Is that still available?
As far as I know, you can still buy teas that have Ma Huang in them, but the thing is, they aren't supposed to be used for weight loss. So there again, it kind of identifies what the FDA's objective is. They just want Ma Huang or ephedra off the market for weight loss. Why is that?
Well, what do they say when confronted with this? I mean, I'm sure that you've, in addition to the book, you probably talked to these guys.
You know, I'm trying to confront them, but, you know, I'm hoping that people like you will help me confront them because so far I pretty much just been ignored.
What about Congress?
I sent a copy of the book to everybody like Senator Tom Harkin, who was involved in stopping the ephedra ban in 1997, and that's the thing right there. Congress stopped the ban when they tried to do it in 97, and they didn't stop it this time. Well, nothing has changed since 97.
Not nothing. Arguably, since 1997, to embrace your posit, I suspect the pharmaceutical companies have probably ponied up some campaign contributions.
Well, and that's true. And to be honest, we do have a different administration in office that has a little bit closer ties to the pharmaceutical industry. So that is a change.
I tell you what, Ben, stay with me. We'll come back and wrap things up in a moment, but first I have to take care of some business. It's 47 minutes past the hour. We're speaking to Ben Kennedy, who is the author of Why is America So Fat? We've got a link on the webpage. You can buy it and read it there. Please don't go away. We'll be right back.
The Jeff Metcalf Show.
Are you one of the 40% of Americans who spend more than they earn? Are you tired of bill collectors, late fees, and barely affording your minimum payments? If this sounds like you, help is available. Just call Debtscape at 800-810-4774. Debtscape is a nonprofit credit counseling organization that helps regular Americans get out of debt. Their certified credit counselors can help you pay off your bills and avoid bankruptcy. Debtscape can also help you save thousands in interest charges and consolidate your bills into just one monthly payment. If you are more than $2,000 in debt, call Debtscape for a free debt consultation at 800-810-4774. Debtscape has helped thousands of people learn how to better manage their debt, people just like you. So get out of debt with Debtscape. Call 800-810-4774. not available in all states. That's 800-810-4774.
Now more than ever, you have an obligation to contribute as much as you can to our society and grow into the person you always dreamed of. And this great country of ours gives out billions every year for you to do just that. Like $200,000 to start a business, providing America with the goods and services it needs. Or $30,000 to go back to school and compete in a world economy. Or $15,000 to be an artist, a writer, or musician. Thousands of programs are out there for you to make this country better, like $9,000 to train for a new job, or $50,000 to start a business at home. I'm Matthew Lesko, and for over 25 years, I've been educating everyone from Fortune 500 companies to the average taxpayer about the government. Now you too can learn why this great country of ours has money for you to start a business, grow a business, or train for a better job. Call now. But even if you don't call, you should go out and find these programs yourself, because by helping yourself, you help America.
Call 1-800-203-9955. That's 1-800-203-9955. Call it now. Guaranteed satisfaction or return the book. No questions asked. That's 1-800-203-9955.
Hey, George, what's that machine you're using?
It's for my breathing medications, and this Pulmicort cost me a fortune.
Really? Well, my wife takes Pulmicort with a nebulizer, and Medicare covers her prescriptions.
Oh, really? How do you manage that?
It's easy. My wife just called Bronco Dose Pharmacy, and they took care of everything with one phone call. They ship the medications right to our home for free by Federal Express and take care of all the paperwork, including Medicare.
Wow, I wonder if that will work for me.
Well, give Bronco Dose a call at 1-800-993-5099 and find out now.
Let me get a pen and a paper. What's that number again?
1-800-993-5099. And remember, co-payments and deductibles apply. HMOs don't qualify.
For albuterol or Pulmicort delivered directly to your home and covered by Medicare, call Broncodose at 1-800-993-5099 to see if you qualify.
Discussing the future of the political world, the Jeff Metcalf Show.
Well, 9 minutes ago, before the top of the hour, we're speaking with Ben Kennedy about why is America so fat? That's the title of his book. We're going to link up on the webpage. And coincidentally, his website is really easy to find. It's go ahead and tell him what it is.
Ben? Oh, it's whyisamericasofat.com, and in addition to being able to purchase the book there, there's also a lot of other information. In fact, you were asking me, you know, if I'd contacted anybody in Congress. The only person that answered was Representative Tom Davis, who is the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, which has the power to reverse the a federal ban and should have stopped it in the first place.
I got to ask you, do you have any personal or financial vested interest in the marketing of ephedra?
Well, it depends on how you look at it. I'm a retailer just like Walmart, and Walmart used to sell ephedra products. So, you know, did I sell them? Sure I did. Did I use them myself? Yes, I did, because they work great. I used to use them before workouts more for energy, but they actually used to cause me to lose more weight than I needed because I had pretty low body fat in the first place. But I can sell anything, Jeff. I'm a retailer. So what angers me, and this is really just the first major ban in an overall effort to get rid of all vitamins and supplements for over-the-counter sales. Now, I don't think that's the purpose of the federal government, and you know, I'm proud to be an American, but I want to have the right to choose what goes into my body and what I can use to improve my health, and the government that's in power today is wanting to take that right away from me. I don't.
Who is it that's saying ephedra is unsafe? I know there's some wonks at the FDA.
FDA clearly said that it's unsafe, but here's the.
So how do they document that? They have double blind studies. I mean, is there?
They use what's called adverse event reports. They basically ignored all the scientific research studies that came out of places like Harvard Medical School, Columbia. They ignored people like Dr. Richard Kreider of Baylor University, who had.
Because I got to tell you, if what they ought to ban is all those psychotropic drugs they're pumping into kids in school to chill them out.
Hallelujah! I mean, that's exactly what they should be banning instead of, or even stuff like aspirin has been shown to kill 80,000 people a year, and ephedra was never proven to kill even one person, and they banned it? And as part of their evidence, Jeff,
What is their rationale? I understand your premise and your theory here, but they had a reason to ban it. Nobody died because of its use. What did they say in saying this is, you can't use this?
They say that it's unsafe, Jeff. I mean, they say that ephedra is unsafe. That was their final ruling, and that it is a severe health risk to citizens of the United States of America. But as part of their evidence that people had health problems, they actually included a lady who was drunk, hit a tree at 90 miles an hour, and died. So according to the FDA, ephedra was responsible for that death. And that's why I say it's fraud. I mean, what else could it be when that's your evidence? I mean, they basically made up evidence to ban ephedra because they have no real evidence.
See, I can buy into your greed and politics scenario.
Right.
Except for the fact that I don't understand. The pharmaceutical companies want to make money. I mean, they're arguably the most venial, petty,
capitalist-oriented
type profit mongers that are around. So what I don't understand is if ephedra works and there's no significant adverse effects to it, why aren't they joining on board and trying to sell this stuff?
Well, what happens when there are no products on the market and you're the only one that's allowed to make ephedra products? Maybe you let things quiet down for a few years and then you come out with your own ephedra weight loss product. Maybe that's what they're planning to do. Or, on the other side, if they're making so much money from people being overweight, then you really don't want to have weight loss products that work on the market, right? I think either one of those scenarios is the answer that you're looking for.
I just have a hard time, I can buy into the greed in politics for sure, because I've seen ample evidence of it, and specifically with something I spend a lot of time bitching about, and that's these psychotropic drugs.
Right.
But as far as saying they're intentionally trying to keep Americans fat, that's the one part of your hypothesis that I have difficulty in embracing.
Well, again, it boils down to money. I mean, if you it sounds to me, Jeff, that you're the kind of person that can't really believe that someone's evil enough to destroy somebody else's health just so they can line their own pocket.
Oh, no, believe me, I'm perfectly capable of that.
Well, and I use an example in the book, what Eisenhower said of the military-industrial complex, where some people would keep war going in order to line their own pocket. So I think that some of these people in the pharmaceutical companies, that's what they're after. And you talk about psychotropic drugs, there are natural alternatives that, again, places like Harvard Medical School has shown to work just as well as the drugs. One is fish oil compared to Prozac. They say it works better for bipolar disorder. Again, that's Harvard Medical School, not me, Jeff.
Well, I'm with you on that stuff. It's a fascinating, but they just sent me a copy. Unfortunately, I haven't had a chance to read it yet. I'm looking forward to doing that. Why is America Fat by Ben Kennedy? I go to the website, whyisamericasofat.com. I've got a link up on my webpage. Buy the book, read it, make your own assessment. Ben, I thank you very kindly for joining us.
Hey, thank you, Jeff.
Good luck with the battle.
Okay, thanks.
57 minutes past the hour. When we come back, we will be speaking with Sidney Perkins. I get a kick out of this book. I really enjoy it. As much time as I spend and focus on analysis of news and politics and, strategic things and so forth, although I don't know jack spit about science, there are certain things that just intrigue the heck out of me. Once upon a time, when I actually had the opportunity to read recreationally, a long time ago, I used to read a lot of science fiction. And it fascinates me that today we see a lot of this stuff that guys like, Asimov and all the great science fiction writers, Larry Niven and so forth, the stuff that they were writing about as science fiction has become science fact. And our next guest after the top of the hour is Sidney Perkowitz. Now, he's one of these, physics wonks, so we'll see how he does when he joins us. But the book is fascinating. It's called Digital People, From Bionic Humans to Androids. And it may sound like science fiction, but he makes a real good point in this about, how many people right now are walking around that may fall into the category of, like, phase one bionics. I mean, everything from, breast implants to hip replacements, knee replacements, redone joints and so forth. Fascinating book, Digital People, From Bionic Humans to Androids. Sidney Perkowitz will join us in the next hour and do some explaining about prosthetic limbs, artificial eyes, and things that are absolutely amazing. Please don't go away. You can email me 24/7 at jeff@jeffmetcalf.com. We'll be right back.
The Jeff Metcalf Show.
Metcalf Show. Bills be gone. I'll say it again. Bills be gone. It's the only name you need to know in order to get out of debt. Do you truly want to put a stop to the collections calls and get debt-free right now? If so, there is only one phone call to make. Call Bills Be Gone today at 877-868-8733. Bills Be Gone is a nonprofit organization that can help take control and get you out of debt. They will consolidate your debt, help lower or eliminate interest rates, reduce or eliminate late and over-the-limit charges, and even reduce your monthly payments. If the bills are piling up, call Bills Be Gone right now. Call 1-877-868-8733 for a personal one-on-one consultation with a true credit professional. Don't wait another day. Stop the interest from piling up and start getting out of debt right now. Call 1-877-868-8733 or log on to www.billsbegone.org. Bills Be Gone, real answers to life's credit problems. 1-877-868-8733 or log on to www.billsbegone.org. Not available in all areas. Thank you.